You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got a question for you. Have you ever met any of your heroes?
No, and I'm trying to decide. That might be a conversation in itself that I don't really have any heroes.
Well, you kind of do, because we were talking about Jim Carrey was a hero.
Yeah, but that was
when
I was in high school.
I know, but that still counts. I mean, the one that I'm going to talk about was also high school and middle school.
So it still counts, because I don't really care for him too much anymore, and he's kind of gone off the deep end, so I don't really want to meet him now.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So I don't have heroes right now.
You had no heroes growing up.
Well, like you said, growing up, yes, high school, Jim Carrey.
Well,
but
I know,
now
but
I don't want to.
That's what we're talking about.
I don't want
to
meet
about
him.
Spending your whole life, you know, that you're somebody is a hero and they inspire you, and then when you're an adult, you get to meet them, and it's either
what if he was
the
only
greatest
a hero,
day ever or the worst
hero for about 4 years of my life, not all my life.
Why you got to make this so difficult? Just say
I
Jim Carrey was one of your heroes.
But it's not. Fine. In
so,
high school, he
for
was.
For only about 6 months, the guy I'm about to talk about was only in my life for like 6 months that I was aware of.
But you
of
still
him.
Value his opinion and his thoughts and how he acts, probably. And
so the reason I bring this up is because when I was 14, 15 years old, mostly 15, there was a radio station that I loved listening to. And that's what I've made no secret. That's what got me into the business. My love of the Beatles. And listening to this one particular radio station. And I was mesmerized by the announcers who were on the radio, you know, at this station. They were like the best. And there was still two or three, at least three of them that I can recall, boom, immediately. Not only their names, but what they sounded like, what their shtick was and stuff like that. And after all of these years, and it's been many years, today I'm doing a Zoom call with one of them.
Whoa.
I just happened
They're
to find
still
him
alive.
On social media, and I reached out to him. He has moved. He lives in the St. Louis area now. Is it St. Louis? No, Kansas City. He moved to Kansas City. And I was like, are you up for just kind of a chat? Because he was really nice. We wrote back and forth a couple of times.
That's
and he
good.
Was like, hey, I love to hear that, you know, I had a... you know, I was an inspiration for you, and now you've been in radio for all these years, and you've been at Mix 100 in Denver for a billion years. And so I just said, would you be interested? Because I would just like to, he's one of my heroes. I just want to talk to him. I want
talk.
Stories,
yeah.
Right? And after we got it set up, I started wondering, was that a good idea?
Yeah, because it's the whole disappointment thing. What if he's not, if he doesn't live up to, you know, what you think he's going to live up to?
Or what if he tells stories about those days of that radio station and they're not, like, complimentary or something?
Right, or they're ho-hum right. stories.
What
You're
if,
like, oh.
What if he shatters my illusions of what I remember from those days? Like you, let's say you hadn't fallen off the Jim Carrey wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you met him. You're like, oh, man, since I was a, you know, 12 years old, you were like a god to me and blah, blah, blah.
And he's kind of a dud now.
And he's a dud. Or he says, yeah, I never really even liked making any of those movies. And I hated that. I hated it.
That whole shtick, making my face do weird things. Now my face hurts.
I only did it because, you know, it paid me and stuff like that. You could say things that would crush you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm wondering if our listeners have been through that same thing. Did you ever finally meet a hero of yours?
Just to be disappointed.
And you wished that you hadn't, because that is on my mind. I'm meeting with this guy on Zoom in just a couple of hours.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, boy, I hope I didn't.
Just call him out. Be like, this is lame.
Should I have just left it as a great memory from the past?
Right. I don't know, man. You got to go for it, because then you're going to have the whole thing, like, if something does happen or you don't ever get to talk to him, you're like, man, I wonder what would have happened if I had had a chance to talk to him. So you at least got to go for it. You got to. Right?
I got to tell you quickly before we go to break. And we'll take calls if you have an experience where
you
met one of your heroes and it wasn't what you expected. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I got to tell you, there was another one from this same radio station that in 2011, I sent him a message on social media, on Facebook.
Yeah.
2011. A Facebook message. He wrote back to me in 2015. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not kidding. 4 years later, he wrote back to me with basically, hey, thanks for reaching out. Congratulations on your long career, blah, blah, blah. All the best.
He didn't even act like he had missed it for 4 years?
No, it was 4 years later. That must be a record of some
That's
sort.
That's really good. He didn't even acknowledge it. Oh, my God.
Should you meet your heroes or should you not?
And I'm thinking you just go for it, even if you do become disappointed when it's over. At least you went for it.
We have
It's going to be fine.
Full phone lines. Kendra wrote in. She goes, Dom, are you going to tell us who this guy is that inspired you? Kendra, the answer is yes and or no. If it doesn't go well, I'm not going to say anything else about it. If it goes great, tomorrow morning I'll tell you who he is.
Right.
And quickly, Daniel says, I worshipped a certain guitar player who will go unnamed, but I managed to get backstage after one of his shows and got introduced. He could not have been nicer. Had no idea who I was. Didn't have to spend any time with me, but he did, and it made me even a bigger fan. Dom, I hope your meeting goes as well.
That's a great story.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that, because in this business, we've met a lot of performers, like musicians and stuff, and it is a crapshoot on whether they're going to end up being nice people or not. And I don't
mean
to be...
And they should be nice. I mean, they're famous because of you.
I don't mean to be mean, but some of them are complete jerks, and some of them are the nicest people in the world.
Yeah.
We're going to go quickly through these calls, so my apologies to everyone if we make this call quick with you. But we're going to let you tell us what hero you met. Danielle, who did you meet?
I met Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Tell me he was cool.
I was so excited. I was in sixth grade, super stoked. I wanted him to sign a sticky note so I could give it to my science teacher. We were waiting in line, and we had his book that we had bought and, you know, waiting for him to sign it. Yeah. And I was like, hey, will you sign my sticky note for my science teacher? And he looked at me and he goes, little girl, I'll only sign things you buy.
Oh, no. Ruined it for me.
No.
Not Bill Nye.
Don't do that to us, Danielle.
Not Bill Nye.
Maybe it was just
I've
a bad
held
day.
On to that ever since. I've held on to it like, no, not
Not
Bill
the
Nye.
Science guy.
Danielle,
thanks, Danielle, for the call. That's
we
a bummer to hear that.
Oh, man. Like I said, maybe it was just a bad day for him.
Could have been.
Maybe. Janice, good morning. Who's this hero that you met?
I met John Travolta. It was around 1979, I think, in San Francisco. I was about 15.
Oh, that's when he was like at his hottest, man, after Saturday Night Fever and Grease. Wow.
Well, actually, I loved him as Vinny on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Sure.
I don't know why. But
tell me it was a good meeting. Please tell me it was good.
Yeah, he was funny.
He was funny.
And I saw.
Okay, your phone
is
really,
so bad.
Your phone is really.
So she's giving the thumbs up to Travolta.
She said it was a good meeting.
I feel like he would be a good guy.
I would love
even now
to like meet John Travolta for a beer somewhere, wouldn't you?
At his house that's right there on the airport that he can pull his plane up to. That's
right.
Pretty cool.
Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the show. Quickly, who is that hero?
Well, not necessarily a hero, but I had a crush. Mickey Rourke.
He seems like he'd be weird. He'd be weird if you meet him, I bet.
Good Lord, he was weird, and he was after some plastic surgery, and I was like, oh, yeah, I want to meet him. And then I was like, ah.
What'd you do? Oh, poor Mickey.
Michelle, thanks for the call. Time for two more. Mary and Christine. Mary, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So who'd you meet?
I met Angela from The Office.
Whose real name is Angela, right?
That had to go well.
Well, so she was actually up here in Westminster, Colorado, visiting her boyfriend, and I was able to get a picture with her, and I even, like, tried to make a joke about, like, hey, are you going to go see Michael and Holly up in Boulder? And she kind of just looked at me weird and walked away. I'm like, oh, just kidding.
She's sorry, not in the mood for your jokes, is she?
No
jokes for you.
Mary, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it. Christine, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So who did you meet?
John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
They're pretty nice guys, though, so that probably went pretty well, didn't it?
No. I walked away from that. It was a... I was surprised, because I was supposed to be always here.
Just a bad day.
Radio, maybe. Special radio, 100-person acoustic show.
Yeah.
And Jon Bon Jovi spent the entire show complaining about the allergies were terrible, and he wanted to go back to the hotel and watch The Sopranos.
So not into
you
it.
Know, Christine, I'm sorry.
Again,
you know,
bad day probably.
Yeah, bad day.
Bad hair day.
You know, when your allergies are, you know, kicked up and got a bunch of people.
Got the sniffles. You don't want to sing that same song for the 500th time.
At some point, I'm going to put out almost like a radio memoir because of all my experiences meeting some of these people. And at the top of the list, the funniest story that I just about have in my career was an interview I did with Jon Bon Jovi that scared the hell out of me. And I'll never forget it. I was a young radio guy and interviewed this up-and-coming rock star that nobody had heard of named Jon Bon Jovi, and it turned out so funny. So that's... I have to keep a good memory of him.
Yeah.
Because it was a funny, funny event. So, well, those were good calls. Thank you for your stories. I get the feeling that they all kind of lean towards not a good experience.
Not good. So this could go bad today for you. So,
oh, man.
Call them out if it goes bad. Just call them out.
If it goes poorly.
This is not what I expected at all.
If it goes poorly, I'm going to tell them, man, and I talked about you on the radio this morning. And I built you up so much.
Go to a commercial break or something right in the middle of your conversation if it's bad. Throw it to traffic and then hang up. He'll get it. He'll know.
I'll say, look, man, sorry. I got to take caller 10.
Yeah.
Click.